Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Stop talking about other people. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. James chapter 4, verse 11. There are three Greek words that dominate this verse. First, there is kataleo. This word appears five times in the whole New Testament, with three of those times used in this verse alone. This verse in the NIV uses the words slander and speaks against. Other translations render these same words criticize, accuse, malign, speak evil, and badmouth. Literally translated, kataleo means to talk down. This word is only used in this verse and in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 and chapter 3, verse 16, where worldlings are speaking against Christians. Paul uses the root word once in Romans chapter 1, verse 30, also to describe evil people as backbiters. This word is never used in a complimentary way, whether talking about those calling themselves Christians or not. The second word is adelphos. This word is translated brothers and sisters three times in just this one verse. How sad that James has to put slander alongside saints when writing to the church. The third word is krinos or krino. This word for judge or judgment is used four times in this single verse. It means to sit in an elevated or authoritative position to make rulings or determinations about others. James says if we judge people, we are really judging the law. Thereby, we judge the only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. James chapter 4, verse 12. His most convicting words are probably this: when you judge the law, you are not keeping it. The Bible has much to say to those who talk about others, and none of it is good. Talking about others, one, breaks the Mosaic law. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor, Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Talking about others, two, violates the golden rule. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Talking about others, three, doesn't honor the great commandment. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. Talking about others, four, subjects me to judgment. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. And talking about others, five, makes me a lawbreaker. If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. James chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. The bottom line, stop talking about other people.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to CraigTOwens.com.